Blog Talk Radio.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're moving,
we're moving.
I want to talk about the new truth. The new truth. We're going to talk about the new truth. And the new truth will bring us to where we need to be. This is for you and you and you. I want to tell you about the new truth this morning.
Thank you.
work it out for you. And this morning, I want to say to you, this morning, he will work it out for you. I want you to know this morning all is well. And I want to let you know that all is well and all will stay well because we're working it out today. A brand new day coming. And this morning, every love, every telephone call, every expression of love, praying for, and those that are listening and those that are called, we want you to know all is well. As I come this morning, I said to you and you, all is well. We come on this Sunday, they said that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's something new going on in America. Racism and white supremacy is still the king. But I want to tell you this morning, as I look to God, and as you look to God, there's going to be a change. This change turning all the way around. I want to thank God for the ancestors. I want to thank God for you come on tonight, today, and those that call. I want to share with you something special today and let you know God still said hi and looked low. This morning, I'm praying for those that lost loved ones. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. But I want you to get ready for those down in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, those in Arkansas, Tennessee, with all that's going on, all the evil that's going on. God is still in control. And God have a purpose for you and me. I want to say to you this morning, hero, God let our ancestors rise to a level of knowledge and wisdom. Whatever you're going through this morning, wherever you might be, get ready for a breakthrough. East, west, north, and south. God will uplift you and bring you to another level. Some of you crossed up and messed up, but God still is the healer. Some of you have lost your way. But I want to tell you this morning, you will find your way as the sparrow, as the eagle, as all the animals have found their way. You will find your way because God said high and look low. I want you to get ready this morning to claim your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough. Claim that God got something special for you this morning. Wherever you might be, wherever you're going through, God is bringing you out to the next level. I want to say to you, you and you, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. The God of the wind, the God of the water, God of the universe, the Almighty God, the Spirit God that watched over all of us this morning. Some call, some say we don't know why. God is listening to our ancestors, and God is still real, doing what he's supposed to do. I want to tell you this morning, God got a ram in the bush for you, you, and even you. Sometimes you don't understand what God's saying to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, what God was saying to Moses, what God was saying to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So you got to get ready for God to speak to you this morning in a different way. God is speaking through his young folks today. He's speaking through the truth. And I'm talking about the new truth. The truth. First, the earth will rise again. God standing behind looking. Want to know, will you stand for new truth, new peace, new love, new joy? I'm praying this morning for you, you, and you, wherever you might be, as we outside today doing our service out in the element. Sky's so blue. But I want to tell you, God said high and look low. As we rise to the next level this morning, that will be a breakthrough for you, you, and you. That will be a new awareness. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Tell somebody this morning you love them. Call them up and say, I love you. In spite of they don't love you, you send out love. Send out joy. Send out happiness. Send out peace across the land. What we need now is love. What we need now is peace. What we need now is men to begin to bring out the new truth. And they haven't brought the truth out. Wars and rumors of wars are going on. The war in Russia with Ukraine, that's a war of evil. The war over in the Middle East, that's another evil war. The war of hunger, that's evil. The war of selfishness, that's evil. But I want to bring on this morning the arisen of the ancestors, the rising of justice and equality, the rising of joy and love, the rising of feeding the hungry, closing the nickel, the joy of opening up doors for those that lost their way. I want to say to you this morning, all is well. Whatever you're going through this morning, let go and let God. Let me say that again. Let go and let God. There's a divine word, love. There's a divine word, mean joy. There's a divine word, mean peace. Let go and let God. And let the divine will of God guide you, man. Woman, let God guide you to that new truth. I'm going to talk about this morning, new truth in your life. God will forgive you if you embrace the new truth, the new love, the new joy. And I want to tell you, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life. Get ready for a new walk. Get ready for a new healing. Get ready for a deliverance, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I know without a shadow of doubt, as the ancestor come to me this morning and said, Bishop, new truth. And as the ancestor come to bring love and joy and peace all over the world, we have to deal in peace, joy, and love. Get ready to embrace what God got for you. eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard what God, glory, hallelujah, what God got in store for you. So I'm asking you this morning, let go and let God. Yes, you can overcome the problem. Whatever it is, God got you covered. Exodus 14:14, he says, step back, let me come in. What you got to do this morning with your sickness, step back with your high blood pressure, low blood pressure, with the problem that you're having with your family, the problem you're having at home, on your job, step back and let God. Let me say that again. Step back and let God. He is the light, the resurrection, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley, the God of the universe, the God of your ancestors. Then step back. You can try. You can't make it work. Only what you do for God lasts. Only what you do for God will last. All the cars, the homes, and all that'll blow away, catch on fire, but what you do for God lasts in your heart. Let go and let God. And I want to tell you, as I walk this morning in peace, as I walk in love, as I walk in joy, with a mind made up that I'm going to serve God, with a mind made up that I'm healed, with a mind made up that I'm delivered, with a mind made up that God got me and God will cover you, man. With all the stuff you're doing, God got you. With what's going on in your life, God got you. I want you to walk this week and the rest of this year in the anointing of the Almighty God. He will walk with you and heal you from cancer, high blood, cataract, tumor. Whatever the man give you, God can heal you. God can bring that family back together where you can't do nothing. I say, our ancestors. We're dealing with wicked places. We're dealing with men that hate, that will kill, have no God in their life. They are caught up in evil spirits, caught up in lying. They caught up in all misery, but only what you do for God will last. I just want you this morning to know all is well, east, west, north, south. God is making things work. He rise early in the east, and he set late in the west. But he bring power to the south. He bring power to the north. What I'm talking about, the God of the universe this morning, I want to share with you, yeah, he rose. The ancestor role, the new truth role. What I'm saying to you this morning, you can lie, you can run, but you can't hide. Because the truth of the Almighty will find you out. And God going to speak to somebody about your problem. I decree on this Sunday morning, your healing, your breakthrough. You might not decree it, but I decree all is well, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I dismiss the headache, the cramp. I dismiss the death that they done put on you. I dismiss the thought of negativity. I bring the thought of love for God. So loved the world he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God of all the world, the God of all creation, the God of everything that you can see, hear, and smell, God of the universe, I want to bring you this morning the power of the Almighty God. I'm praying for you with your head down. Lift your head up. One lady says, I lost everything, but you gained your life. I don't have nowhere to say I'm homeless. I'm sleeping on the bridge. But God of truth, God of love, the God of joy, hold your head up. Put a smile on your face and say, God did it. And I trust God. I don't trust man. I don't trust woman. I trust God. When you trust God, he got a ram in the bush for you. Whatever you're going through, those that locked up in jail, I decree you come out. I decree jubilee on you. The lie that, and put you in there. But I declare jubilee on you. Glory, hallelujah. Them spells and curses that have been put on you, I declare this morning, joy, joy. I can hear the bells of joy ringing. I can hear the bells of love ringing. I say, the ancestors are coming, and they bring in truth, new truth, to move the lies out the way. I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about. My grandmother, your grandmother, the ancestors who you stand on the back, they brought pain, but they're bringing love. The people brought pain to your race, but God is bringing love. God is bringing joy. I want you to get ready this morning as I pray for you. Some of you have lost your way. You got to the big city, got caught up in the life of the big city. You lost your way to God. You lost your way to healing. I'm talking to a young man. He said, "I'm being healed." God heal you. If God say you heal, you ain't got to go back for a second. You don't need no pills. God heals right now. One man told me, so, well, I'm working on my healing, and God is healing me slow. God don't heal slow. God heal quick, fast, and in a hurry. You heal or you're not. You love or you're not. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him this morning shall not perish. Some of you caught up not knowing God. You caught up in evil practices. You caught up all messed up under a spell of alcohol, a spell of dope, a smell of pee. You caught up under the demonic forces that have been coming to you. But this morning, I want to bring the power, the love of the Almighty God, something about God, something about the way God speaks. When God speaks, every man got to listen. Every creature on the earth got to listen. When God step on the planet, all is well. Some of you caught up in your new car, your new home. caught up in your husband and your wife and your children at a moment of time, it can be wiped out. You better get on page with God. Some of you say, well, I can get by. You can't get back God. God sat high and he looked low. He's sitting on the throne this morning, but he's looking under the earth, around the earth. He's looking everywhere. Don't have him to look at you. And old folks say your work ain't done. Get your work done where you can set up and say, praise God. Someone said, praise God. Because my work is done. And I'm not fearing anybody. The truth is going to happen for you. This morning, Sunday morning with the bishop, maybe you need to go get you some coffee or some tea. Maybe you need to get some water because I'm claiming your healing this morning. I'm claiming new truth to you in the morning, this morning. I'm claiming this morning that your business will be successful. You looking at yourself, what business? The business that God gave you, you've been running from it, lying, come on, I'm too old, I can't do it. And God have touched you to heal. God have touched you to prophesy. God have touched you to heal and deliver, but you have turned your back away from God. But I want to tell you, God have gave you a new way. God have challenged you. What is God want you to do? What I'm saying this morning, what is your assignment? You running from your assignment? Maybe your assignment is to tell somebody all is well. Maybe your assignment is to chastise your daughter, your son, your children, to tell them that ain't the way. God is the only way. Sometimes you turn your back, but you got to turn your back to God. The God of love, the God of peace, the God of joy. Yes, the ancestor rose this morning and said, all power is in your hand. All power in your hand to be healed right now in the hospital, at home, wherever you might be. You got the power to say all is well. You got the power this morning to say I'm healed. Body, mind, soul, and spirit, I'm healed because I sent out joy. I sent out love. I sent out peace around the world. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the power that he put in us that we might be able to get up and say all is well. Get up and say stop the killing, save the babies. God will speak to the children. God will speak to the seniors. God will speak to me and you right now. Stop turning your head away from God. You need to embrace God. Oh, you're taking pill, high blood pressure pill, low pressure pill, pill for your kidney, pill for your heart. But today, I want you to take a pill of love. I want you to take a scripture of God healing your body, your mind. Some lady said, Bishop, pray for my mama. She got an Alzheimer's. Pray for my daddy. He got a dementia. But God will heal if you just embrace God. He will heal you right now. God want to touch you. He want to open the door for you. Get ready at this hour. for God to touch you. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Yeah, you need to. Well, I'm going to do it later on. I ain't got nothing but just study shopping, cheating God. If you pay your tithes, or you say, well, baby, I don't want to pay no tithes. I want to plant a seed. If you just seed, and God will bless you. I just believe God's rather for you to seed than tithes. Because seeding is something, you know, I believe if you put corn in the ground, corn going to come up. But if you hold the corn in your hand, Rita, it won't come up. Debbie won't come up. Lisa won't come up. You have to plant that seed, Calvin. When you plant that seed, Wayne, it'll work. And I want to tell you, I'm going to pray. I want you this morning before I pray, plant your seed in this ministry. We're on every Sunday from 11 to 12. You can go to a Cash Out and hit, go to Cash Out and hit Bishop TT. You can plant your seed from $1 to $100 to $1,000. But you need to plant your seed as His word flow to you. It's something you're asking God for. And the reason you can't get it, you don't obey God. See, when you want something, if I want corn, I got to plant corn. If I want tomatoes, I got to plant tomatoes. Whatever I put in the ground, the harvest going to bring it up. And this morning, go to my website, theseedabrahamlittlesite.com, Jerry, and you can hit PayPal, Jerry, and it'll work. I want to tell you, Lois, you can go and hit my PayPal as we pray right now. You're in the service of God. You're in the Word of God. And as I look at the knives that moving, God breaking yokes on somebody. You said, Bishop, what I need to do? You need to plant a seed for your son, seed for your family, and a seed that you want God to do something for you. A lady said, my son was in jail, Bishop, and I planted a seed. And I planted a seed, my last seed I planted it. You know, my son come out of jail, and I forgot that I put on my seed, God free my son. They found out through DNA, her son didn't do none of the stuff. And they had him in there for 40 years to come out. And I want to tell you this morning, you might need to seed for a house. Maybe you just need to seed for better health. I don't know. But as I pray, and as you put your seed in the ground, look for results, quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm going to pray. And you know, I have this new book, and I want to share this book with you. The half haven't been told of truth. And I want you that seed and get this book. Let me say it again. The half have not been told of truth by Bishop Turner, by me. Go and you go to Cash Out. Bishop T.T. And I get it right now. As I preach, it'll be working. Go to my website, theseedabrahamlittlesite.com. I'm through with that. Because if God put it on your heart to do it, you're going to do it. Whatever need you've got. I ain't got to beg you, tell you. If God said it, he's going to do it. The widow woman sees it. Abraham, Isaac, they see it. And as they see it, God bless them, and he'll bless you. If you got a need this morning, you plant a seed. And whatever needs you got, God will give you the increase. I'm praying for you that you say, well, bitch, I didn't give up. Doctors, I got cancer. I can't make it. Doctor said, I got cancer in my lungs and liver. One man said he had blood cancer. And I said, God gonna heal you. He said, Kenny, I said, brother, I got a book of the truth. You ain't got no faith. I don't need no faith when I got a book of the truth. God, you don't need no faith with God if you got truth. I got truth that God do what he said. So, yeah, well, you need some faith. I don't need no faith. I got a bucket of truth that God is a healer. I got a bucket of truth. God is the creator of the universe. When you got truth, you don't need to say, I believe I need faith. No, you need to know God is a healer. You need to know that you know that you know that he brought you out. You need to know that you know that the sun rise and it set, rise in the east and set in the west. I'm talking to somebody. You need to know truth that the sun rise in the east and set in the west. You need to know that God and the ancestors are walking with you, man. Woman, they walking with you and your family. You need to know ain't no death in God. In God is resurrection. In God is resurrection. In God is power. Glory, hallelujah. I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. I'm talking about walking and talking with God. I'm talking about God in the cotton field, in the sugarcane field. Our ancestors walked and talked with God. That's why we are here today, because grandma, great-grandma, they walked in the field in Arkansas and Mississippi and throughout. They walked and they brought love. We're sitting on the back of our ancestors, and what they gave love. They gave truth. They gave joy. Glory, hallelujah. I want to take this time out right now before I bring this message that the ancestor gave me. They gave it to me, Lorraine, the ancestor gave it to me. Mama Joda, they gave it to me. Netta, they gave it, Liza gave it to me. Bright Star, the ancestor gave me this. And I want to share it with some of you. Some of you might pick up on it. Some of you might be a little slow, because the devil got you slow. You know, I always joke with some people. I say, you're a little slow. Why are you slow? Because you ain't got God. You got other stuff on your mind. See, God forgive you, because God ain't a God to hold things against you. And some of you are slow. You're slow about saying praise God. You're slow about claiming your healing. You're slow about a whole lot of things. White, black, and brown. With God, it ain't no color. The God of the universe is God. Man made that race of thing. Man made that situation in slavery. Man did that. And he got to pay for it. Glory, hallelujah. Yo, now, right now, I want you to get ready. Put in your mind the seed that you want to give to this ministry. Put it in your mind. And I want you to get this seed in right now. Father God, the God of Abraham, I'm praying for them that are going to seed. Those that have made their mind up. Those that plant that seed. Those that plant that seed of $1,000. Those that plant that seed of $100. Those that plant the seed of $57. Those that plant the seed of $23. Those that have made a mind, they're going to plant a seed every month. Every week, they're going to plant a seed. You speak to them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of the ancestor, I decree your seed. I decree your seed for your need. Get ready for the harvest. Quick, fast. Woo, get ahead. Get ready for the breakthrough right now. Whatever you need, Lord, of the healing, you speak it, God going to do it. Whatever you don't speak it, you don't get it. If you don't plant the seed, you don't get it. Everything is made by reaping and sowing, seeding and harvest. Now, I believe in seeding and harvest. I believe in reaping and sowing. And right now, in this service, reap, sow. In the name of the Almighty God, touch them that going to sow. Touch them going to receive the harvest. Touch them with their crops. Touch them that need a new home. Touch them that need a new heart, new eyes, new liver. Oh, glory, hallelujah. In the name of the Almighty God, I take charge of your life. I take charge of your mind. I take charge. They heal that boy. Heal that girl. Touch that mind. Touch that body. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Glory! Hallelujah. I'm done with that now. You do what you're supposed to do. Put your seed to action. And the ancestors are going to move for you. I got two books out. One is The Miracles of Jesus. Ain't no reason sent for my Mary, I sent it to you. Sister Wilson, I will send it to you. Sister Cook, I will send it to you. The Miracles of Jesus. But my new book, Jerry, is The Have Have Never Been Told. The have never been told the truth. Now, I'm going to tell you, you might want to, I want to say this to you this morning before I get started. You can share this number with somebody. I'm on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. On Mondays, Martin Luther King Movement. Tuesday, Divine Word. Thursday, we talk about divine healing. You get ready and go, because God's doing it right now. 515-605-9890. That's the radio station. But I want you to get ready and listen to what God's going to be giving you and giving you what God's going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you, you can call me. And if you can get some vision, I need to talk private with you. I'm praying for you, Sister D. I got you in my spirit right now. I don't know something going on. Lorraine, all this way, I see you coming out. God got a big blessing for you. Prophet Lorraine. 708-582-0372. I see Prophet Johnson sitting in your room, Lorraine. I say. I want to tell you, Sister Dr. Christian in Detroit, hold your head up. You're going to be all right. I want to pray for Mother Egypt down in Florida. Mother Egypt, you got work to do. I want to move that hate off of you. That way, it looks like everybody doing something to you. I'm going to move that off of you. And Sister, I'm praying for you. Brother Joe, right down in Florida, I got a breakthrough for you. I want to tell you, I say, I want you to, Brother Joe, I want you to plant a seed. And I want you to plant that seed with something on it. Say, enough is enough. I've been on this road long enough. I'm getting ready to change, Bishop, because God got use for you. I want to tell you that, glory, hallelujah. Get ready for God to bless you. The spirit of Sister Lena May come. Spirit. And I want to tell you, the spirit of Prophet Johnson came. And I want to tell you, and I want to go before I get ready to preach. I got all these prophets in the spirit around me today. Bishop Ross, Bishop Gabe Mouth Moe, and Bishop Gabe Mouth gave me a sermon. And Bishop, I'm going to preach that sermon. I'm going to have to have Mother Pearl help me with it because I'm going to preach it. I got to get some young folk. I got to get Guy E to create the dance. Oh, yes. Glory. Good God Almighty. Something happening. It's a resurrection going on in Memphis, Tennessee. In Nashville, it's a resurrection. It's a resurrection going on in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a resurrection going on in Chicago, Illinois, Black Mouth. It's a great people. It's resurrection going on. Let me be quiet. Go, hallelujah. Call me at 708-582-0373. I want to talk about your resurrection. Them that read the Bible, the Word of God, I want you to get ready this morning. Take this down, Mary. Take this down because it's going to relate to you. The Bible is going to relate to you. Those that listen on the radio, I want to tell you, it's resurrection time. Chicago resurrected a black man. Nashville resurrected black folks standing up. It's resurrection time. I want to tell you, it's time for us to stand up. Those that listen on radio, those on the internet, those that download, get ready to scroll over. That's right. It's a change. Come with you, said, brother. It's a change coming. Hey, come here. I want you to say something on the radio, brother. Come on. What's your name? Okay, Ronald, come on, tell.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. It's going to change, bro, because the only way to change this city was to break down and tear up that old political machine.
Thank you.
And that's what that man finna do, because we kept the same machine. It's like putting a new captain on the old boat. You got an old boat. New captain, still headed in the same direction. He finna change that.
New boat, new captain.
That's right.
Glory, honey. This brother just passed by from outside to give this message. Ain't God good? God will send somebody to justify. Glory, hallelujah. I know the Holy Ghost is real. The brother came by and said, and I want him to say something. Let me get ready. I'm getting ready for my sermon. I'm on fire for God. I'm going to let you know something is happening in our world. Something that happened in Africa, in Germany, people are saying, I want to be free. The people saying, I want to get cut loose. I don't want to be under the old regime. I want to get loose. That's what people are saying. In Genesis chapter 1, it said God created the heaven and earth. I want to stop there. God created everything. And I want to tell you this morning, there's something going on in the world. Something going on in South Africa. Something going on in East of London, Paris. They're saying, I want to be in South Africa. They're saying, I want to be free in Chicago, in Detroit, in California. They're saying, I want to be free. Wherever depressed is a chain in our children, saying, I want to be free. So it's something going on within the psyche of us, of our young folk. 9-year-old children marching on the Capitol in Nashville. If you living in Mississippi, if you living in Memphis, get ready to Monday to go to Nashville. Nashville, everybody going to Nashville, Tennessee, to let them know racism don't live here. Bigotism don't live here. Love live here. You know, it's important to understand that old crew got to go. That racer got to go. So I want to say to you, God have uplifted us to another level. Y'all, you might not see it, but I want to bring it to you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believe in him shall not perish. Our young folk, 9 and 10 years old, that stopped the killing, saved the babies, banned the gun, and these old folks that's in the White House, that's in the State House, down in Nashville, getting money from the rifle to kill. They spend more money on killing babies The killing got to stop in our school, in our churches, in the mall, in the got to stop. So I want to say to you, get ready for the breakthrough. Get ready for God to do something special. I know God's going to do it quick, fast, in and hurry. Glory, hallelujah. Stand up. I think what he said, get up, stand up, and be up. Be a man. Be a woman. Understand, only when we stand up, they can't ride you back. They want to ride you back. We got to stand up and say, God is God. We got to stand up and know that God can heal us. We got to stand up in Arkansas, in Mississippi, in Louisiana. We have to stand up in Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota. We got to stand up, George Floyd, being killed. We got to stand up and know that God is God. And I want to tell you, as we come this morning, we're saying all is well. As we come this morning, that the young man just said, oh, old ship got to go. It's a new ship and a new pilot. And that pilot is God Almighty. That pilot is the saint and the anointed of our ancestors. I say, our ancestors from the east, from the west, from the north. They're rising up, saying enough is enough. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough this morning. Wherever you call, a friend calling, if you're living in Memphis, you're living in Tennessee, make your way to Nashville. We ain't going for the country. We're going necessary. Go to Nashville and do what you got to do in Nashville. Go to Nashville, Tennessee. Get ready to go. Get ready to open the door. Go to Nashville. If you in Memphis, Tennessee, get a ride. I got to be in Nashville. I got to stand before racism. I got to stand before sin. Every church, every pastor in Tennessee, in Mississippi, in Arkansas should be in Nashville saying enough is enough. We're not going to tolerate when children 9 and 10 years old being killed. Somebody got to wake up and say enough is enough. So that's what we got to do. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Father God, we come this morning for your word. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for what you said. We thank you for every love, every telephone call. God, touch right now. Those that lost loved ones. God, we need you right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we need yokes being broke. God, we need you to heal right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God can do anything with fear. There's no failure in God. I just want you to get ready this morning for God to touch you. Get ready for the breakthrough that God is going to give you. I just know, don't forget, the half has never been told by Bishop Turner, Truth. That's my new book, and I want you to get it. I'm working on it. Glory, hallelujah. Get ready for a door to open up for you, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Get ready. Let God do something special for you. At this time, God open up every letter, every telephone call. Call a friend and call a neighbor. Text this message to somebody. Call somebody and tell them, listen to the message, because the message is for you. Let somebody know that what's going to happen, you're going to work it out.